Chairman, look, my only objection to the new constitution is item 10.1b, which allows for the board to choose that any number of directors between 3 and 12 is the maximum for their own purposes. Now, I have to confess to a bit of history here. I'm Australia's most unsuccessful board candidate. I've run 28 times. I've had the no vacancy rort used against me about 22 to 23 of those times. And the no vacancy rort is where a board has this provision in the Constitution which says that they decide how many directors there will be, not the shareholders. Now, when I ran for the Woolworths board in 2000, I got 58% of the proxies in favour and I was almost elected because the board said there is a vacancy. They said the shareholders can decide if they want to expand the board by one. What did Woolworths do in response? The next year they changed their constitution and they inserted this protective clause. Now, the real statistic which shows such an outrage that this clause is that in 16 of my 29 board tilts, I still would have lost if I'd got 100% of the proxies in favour. In other words, it is statistically impossible for an outside candidate to get onto a board, and in my case I've actually run the numbers on 16 times, 100% of the proxies would not have been enough. Because this defensive mechanism allows the board to say 50% is not good enough, you must knock off one of the incumbents. And we all know that your typical incumbent, as we'll see in the proxies shortly, gets 99% of the vote. So I simply say that this is a rort. It's actually the worst rort in our boardrooms that they use as a defensive mechanism. Woolworths didn't used to exploit this. They changed their constitution in 2001 and they used it against me last year when I ran for the board. And I'm not complaining that my vote fell to 3% from 58%. But it literally made it statistically impossible. So I'd simply ask that next year you do what Telstra and News Corp and a number of other companies do and you remove this provision and you let the shareholders decide if they would rather have an extra director on the board rather than you being able to say to even Warren Buffett, nah, sorry Warren, there's no vacancy mate, you can't come on here. So I think that this is the most disappointing aspect of the Constitution, and for that reason I'll be voting against it.